This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The residents of three homes are displaced after a fire this afternoon in southeast Aurora. The Aurora Fire Rescue says it was a two-alarm fire and the damage to the single-family homes is severe. The cause of the fire is under investigation. City councils in Denver and Aurora are pushing to remove the taxes put on government fees, such as Denver's plastic bag and retail delivery fees. Critics call the taxing of government fees a double tax, since the government received the money for both the fee and the tax atop the fee. Senator John Hickenlooper is touting the Democrats' latest infrastructure bill aimed at tackling inflation, health care, and climate change. He says many considered the bill dead due to partisanship in Congress.
Part of the issue here is people have become so partisan that rather than really talk through complex issues, they'd rather just, you know, throw bombs and try and make the other side look bad politically rather than worrying about trying to find a compromise or the best possible solution.
Hickenlooper says Colorado will benefit from solar power and other programs included in the bill. COVID-19 vaccination rates for kids 5 years old or younger are lagging far behind other age groups in Colorado. According to a survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents believe the vaccine is more risky to their young children than the virus itself. In Colorado, about 25% of children under 9 years old have been vaccinated with at least one dose of a vaccine. That's less than half of the vaccination rate among kids 10 and up. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.